Good morning, Unity of Wimberley. It is so good to see you. It's been like forever, and it's also been not at all, because I got to connect with you through the Four Agreements class online. That was really cool. Those of you that were on in that process, was that a cool experience? I hope. Say yes. Okay. We will do some more of that, absolutely, in the future. And I want to make sure that this is actually, is that better? It's bouncing around. So I get the honor and the privilege this morning of kind of wrapping up the whole series on grace this month that Reverend Jill has just some magnificent talks, by the way. And for those of you online, you already know that you can go back and listen to the recordings. For those of you in the room who don't know that, all you have to do is go to unityofwimberley.com. They're all there. They're archived right there. And I suggest that you go back because there is so much happening in those talks that Reverend Jill has been sharing. I don't know if you noticed or not, our prelude this morning was Move It On Over, Move It On Over, Hank Williams tune, because today is International Dog Day. It's also Women's Equality Day. Yeah. Right. Not, no. Don't go there. Don't go there. You did already. It's okay. It's all right. One of the things that I love to do and that you may see as I'm working with Kim and Paul Pellini and those that are our guest musicians is that from the prelude to the end of the service, you're going to find things that tie into all the way through with the music. Move it on over, the big dogs moving in. What I'm talking about there is what we're talking about, this, it's called grace, but we're moving all that old stuff out of the way to let the big dog, Spirit, God, come in. So now that you're informed, you can share that with your friends, that you need to get here early to catch up on what the prelude is. Just saying. Okay, so what we know, grace is God's love in action. That's what we know grace to be. In human form, moving through us, it is always present. It is never separate from us. Our only thing is that we have this false belief that we are somehow separate from it. It's not the truth. It's always there. It's in us. It is in and as us and through us. Grace is the inner realization that we are already one with God. As my background in religious science of mind, rebranded as Centers for Spiritual Living. We'll get it all figured out one of these days. But the bottom line is we're under the new thought, and those of you who were in the new member class last week, you saw the film What is New Thought. I recommend it highly. If you have not seen it yet, it is available on Amazon Prime. It's about a 90-minute film that gives you the whole how we are all connected in what is called the New Thought movement. From the science of mind perspective, when we're talking about grace and we're talking about the presence of God's love always, the first chapter, the introduction to science of mind, there's four parts to that. The first one is the thing itself, the thing. It's not a he or a she, it is God, the thing. It's the energy, it's the power, it's the infinite intelligence, it's unconditional, completely omnipresent love. The second part of that is the way it works. The way it works is it works through us and as us. And that's where we have our biggest things to practice, is remembering that it is in us. That infinite intelligence, we are not all of the infinite intelligence, but it is in us and we have access to it. The way that it works is it works to the degree that we understand and embody that it is a power within. So in your practice, if there's just a few times that you kind of go, oh, I remember, that's right, the presence of God is in me, the grace of God is in me, a lot of times you're not going to notice that grace surrounds you all the time. As you practice more and more, you see more and more. What we're talking about here, of course, is when I talk about the science of mind, what Ernest Holmes, the founder of it, the mind was not just talking about our brains, but mind as the be-all and the end-all that encompasses that thing we call love. The third chapter in the introduction is what it does. So the thing itself is God. The way that it works is it works in and through us and as us to the degree that we understand it is a power within us for us to use. In the 1950s, Ernest Holmes passed in 1960, but in the 1950s he had a radio show. And the introduction was, as you can imagine from these 1950s, with some dramatic organ music in the background. It says, "There is a power for good in the universe and you can use it." If you're interested, you can go to the Science of Mind archives. They are archiving those radio shows now, those lectures and those talks, and you can actually hear them in Ernest Holmes' voice. But the way that it works, what it does, there is a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. So what it does, when we connect to it, this is the law that we talk about. We talk about the law all the time, the law, the spiritual laws, the spiritual principles. What it does is we get the divine idea, we get inspiration, we get intuition. There are many ways that we get the input from that one mind. We get inspired, we feel it move in our hearts and our souls, and we go, "Wow, I'm excited about that idea, and okay, I'm going to do it next week." The key to this is action. With everything that we do, all of the study that we do here, all of the meditation that we do, it's taking action, it is putting it into practice. So it is our job in human form, when we get that idea, and by the way, it was given to us because we're supposed to do it. Not your next door neighbor, not the guy across the street, not somebody at your office, not somebody in your family. Oh, it's up to them to do the healing. No, it comes to us. Because we are in human form to be the expression of that one power, that one intelligence, that one love. We're not, as you can see, we are not a bunch of brains sitting around in jars thinking. Although a lot of sci-fi films would have you believe that's the utopia, is just we're a bunch of brains, we don't need our bodies, we don't need anything. We need to be in human form. We need to be in human form to express that, to evolve that intelligence, to evolve that love, to expand that love. How does it work? How do we do it? We get the idea, we take the inspiration, we take action on it. That's the practice. This is where grace shows up. And the more we do this, the more I love the term playing with the light. Playing with the light, that's what this is. It's being in sync, it's being in the flow, it's being in that energy of love. And when we practice this is the invitation in. We invite it in by being present and open and available to it, by cooperating with it. That's the law. All is love, yet all is law, from Ernest Holmes. About 3 years ago, I was up in Michigan. I just got back Friday night for this weekend, and thank you for the warm welcome. What was I thinking? When I left Friday, I'm just going to go ahead and brag. I'm just going to say it. The high Friday was 71. Yeah. Wednesday, I was out going up and down the shore, the coast of Lake Michigan. Northwest Michigan, and I think it was 71, not a cloud in the sky, about 20% humidity, a light breeze. Yes. Yeah. Who was that? You got first dibs. Okay. Come visit us. So about 3 years ago, I was up in Michigan, not in the summer, in probably late January. As many of you know, my wife Cynthia and I were developing a music venue, recording studio, crazy, stupid, big project in Michigan. And I was up there for some meetings at the end of January, and as you can well imagine, at the end of January in Michigan, there was snow and lots of lake effect snow. And if you don't know what that is, if you watch the Weather Channel, Buffalo gets all the news all the time, Buffalo, New York, for getting lake effect snow off of Lake Erie. But essentially, the warm temperature of the water puts all that moisture in the air, and then you get, 15, 20 degree temperatures over that, boom, you get a bunch of snow. So I was up there for a few days. It had been snowing over those few days, and I was like, well, I grew up in this. I remember how to drive in snow, and I take my time and do all these things. And the morning that I got up to go to the airport, which is normally in dry weather with no traffic, it was about a 90-minute drive. And I woke up, I didn't sleep well because it was windy, and the trees outside of the cottage were just like, okay. And this intuition, that feeling just kept saying, you weren't planning on leaving until, like 9:30 or something. It just said, get up and get on the road. Even though it's snowing, get up and get on the road. And I was like, wow, this is a really kind of powerful, more than normal intuition. So I listened, because I am practiced at listening most of the time. And I got onto the highway, and it was snowing, just, and the wind was going sideways, and there was some whiteout. If you're not familiar with that, just think of driving in fog with things being pelted at your windshield. That's what a whiteout is. I mean, literally, there's nothing but your dashboard and a prayer. And and that's what I did. And I'm trusting this intuition, saying, I'm going to leave early enough to get to the airport, all that kind of good stuff. And about that time, I'm just going to trust. I'm going to take my time. And this van goes blowing by me, complete whiteout. And I'm in a rental car, and the rental car is silver. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to keep tapping my brake lights and hoping if there's anybody behind me, that they might see me before they hit me. Well, I just continued on my merry way, and I kept getting this sense, it's like, nobody else is really getting on the highway. What's going on? So I'm going down the road, and sure enough, a couple miles down the road, there's the van in the ditch, and I just went, oh, karma. A little side note on karma. Have you seen the new Mamma Mia 2? I'm not going to give it away, but there's a line in the movie that's this woman says to one of the gentlemen, says, that's what's called karma, and it's pronounced ha. So long story short, I'm going down the highway, and a semi-truck goes by me, and like extended whiteout, it's one of those where I didn't take my hands off the wheel, but I took my foot off the gas, all my good Midwestern training, and I just said, I got nothing to do here but trust. Intuition told me to get in the car early, to get on the road, so I'm here, I'm doing it, I'm listening, I'm trusting. And no ditch, no tree for me, thank goodness, and about two exits up, I start seeing the sheriffs are parked on the on-ramps. They've closed the highway. And about 2 miles up the road, there's the sheriff's. There's like three or four cars and a semi in the ditch. And they're standing where the flares, get off the highway, get off the highway. So the long story short about that, there was a moment of grace in the surrender. Because really, I had no choice. I could have panicked. I could have slammed on the brakes. I could have done all of this with the steering. And instead, I knew enough. And there was a moment of grace that just said, let go and trust. And obviously, I'm standing here, so I made it. What I found out after I had gotten to the airport was, and saw the news up on the screen by the gate, was that was the day that there was a 45-car pileup just ahead of me that I avoided. Because I didn't leave too early and I didn't leave too late. And I think of those moments of grace. When this talk came up, was that is exactly what grace looks like. But I had an active part in it. I had a very active part in that. This last May, just a few months ago, many of you know I was in Italy at a writer's retreat. A moment of grace in itself, just to be there. But about the third day in, we were at this villa in the Tuscany region. Somebody had to do it. I had to do it. Okay. Actually, I see Monica Michelle's here. So this writer's retreat was not just songwriters. It was poets, a playwright who we have in our midst today, authors, people that write copy all day long, but it was just being in the creative process in kind of a little incubator space. And at the end of the night, and there were songwriters, and Monica and her husband Rick were there, we gathered in this little room off to the side, had this really old piano that we managed to kind of piece the pedals together and got it to work. But we would just kind of, we were doing a song circle at the end of each night after everything, after dinner and all of that. And the third night, I think it was on Friday, and this group of tourists came to the villa. They were staying there as well. They were at a road rally, and most of them were from Germany, some were from Belgium, some were from, I think a couple from Austria and some other areas, but they, that afternoon at dinner when we were sitting out, there was this whole line of Porsches that pulled into the villa. I was like, wow, this is really cool. So we're doing our song circle at the end of the night, just trading off, you know, original songs and playing some covers. And one of the Germans kind of pokes his head in the door, like, oh, I'm interrupting. And he backed up. And we said, no, we invited him. We invited him in. And I think Rick at that point was playing Country Roads, John Denver, something like that. And this guy, a couple guys came in, and they heartily started singing along with us. And more of them started poking their head in the door, see what was going on. And I think I launched into Billy Joel's Piano Man. And boy, the la-da-da-da-dee-das. Man, talk about a moment of grace. And then the next thing was I opened to that channel that just said, John Lennon's Imagine. I got out of the way, and I just started to play. And by that time, there were probably about 40 people in this very tiny room. And I'm feeling it in my body right now, how powerful that moment was. I'm going to cry. The line, imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, no religion to. And everybody singing. The most transcendent moment for me came after that, where I kind of pretty much left my body, and I was watching myself play that piano while people were singing Imagine, and the next thing I heard in my head was, this is what it feels like. This is what it will feel like when the world is singing my song, Here to Be. I don't know how to express that to you of what moved in me. To already know that feeling, what it's going to feel like when that happens. This is that going to the end result of what you would love, those moments of absolute grace that I couldn't, there's nothing in me that could have said, okay, when I sit down at the piano today, I'm going to open myself to this. And I mean, I could have done all of that in an affirmation. But there was something so much greater than me or anybody that was happening in that room at the time. And what I'm going to ask to do now, I'm going to ask the band to come up because we're going to do Here to Be. And I would like you to hear it, listen, if you know it, sing along with it. We're not going to put the words up. But just humor me. So please come up and we'll do that. Let me go this way first. I'm going to do it gracefully. Maybe. And you may close your eyes if you like, it's not required, but and the reason that I'm doing this, and here's my reasoning behind this, I'm taking my action steps from inspiration of what to do next. And rather than sit at home and fret about a website, some things that went sideways 2 weeks ago, and I had moments of grace in that, and some other being in the desert the last couple weeks and moving into that, was do this. This wasn't included until about midnight last night. And I texted everybody and said, we're going to add this song. So I'm going to let you kick it off, Marian.
Oh, when we open our hearts and cast our love across the seas, we will share our light with the rising sun, and we'll know who we've come here to be. Oh, when we open our eyes and recognize the possibilities, we will share our minds. Day is done, we will know who we've come here to be. A light for justice, a light for hope and peace like the world has never known. A light for freedom, a light for joy, and healing like the world has never known. And love, oh love, is who we've come here to be. So I invite you right now to just close your eyes. I'm going to share one last story with you. What we teach here, what we practice here, is practicing the presence. We do it in our own private practice, we do it here in community. But it is about the practice. There was a man who was in reaching retirement age, and as a child, he had taken piano lessons, but like many children, he let them go in pursuit of other interests. And he had a long and successful career. He raised a family, had kids and grandkids, and he had decided that it was time to take piano lessons again. And his goal or his interest was to learn some Rachmaninoff, which is some of the most difficult piano music in the world. And he had the means, and he found the best piano teacher that money could buy, a maestro. And he went to the maestro and he said, "Maestro, I'd like to learn this piece. How long do you think it would take me to master it?" And the maestro said, "Well, with your current level of experience, if you practiced every day, several hours every day, it would probably take you 8 to 10 years to master it." And the man was incredulous. He said, "Do you realize how old I will be by the time I master it?" And the maestro said, "Yes, you will be the same age as if you don't practice. So I invite you now. Let's begin." Breathe in gently. Breathe in fully. Breathe out fully. And what I'd like you to do when we're thinking about moments of grace is bring to mind a situation, a person, a diagnosis, a pink slip, anything in your life right now where you feel like you don't understand what's happening, or you can't see a way out. Or something that you know is holding you back from living joyfully and gracefully every day. You know what it is. Bring it to mind. Feel it fully. Feel the fear. Feel the doubt, the anger. Go ahead and just let it in. Don't block it. You know how it feels to feel stuck, to feel bad, to feel afraid. But we're going to invite grace into this situation. So as you breathe deeply, use your imagination to surround this thing, whatever it is, with light, with love. And when any of the fear, the doubt, the, oh, I need to get revenge, I'm so angry, I'm so hurt, breathe in deeply and focus on the light. Think about when you're starting a fire and you just have the very tiniest spark or an ember. We breathe onto it to increase the light. Do that here. Every breath strengthens and expands that light. And on your next breath, allow yourself to let love in. Let love in and consider the possibility that there is only good happening in this situation. Allow yourself to consider that there is only love happening here for you. Because there is only love happening here. There is only infinite intelligence happening here. And you can ask it, what good? Show me. Show me the good. I may not be able to see it right now, but I know, I trust, I am putting my full faith that there is good in this. And then breathe and allow yourself to surrender into that truth. Allow yourself to surrender and to trust, to let go and let God. And keep breathing deeply to direct that light. You can direct it. What would you love for the outcome to be? Direct your focus to the good. And when you have directed it, when you know what that good is, name it. Is it peace? Harmony? Knowing that love is all there is. You can do this. Invite the good to make itself known to you clearly, unmistakably. What is the next step? Inviting that moment of grace, inviting knowing that God's love is always present. By affirming, only God is happening right now. Only love is happening. Only grace is happening. As you breathe in again, see yourself standing in that perfect right outcome. Standing in peace, standing in harmony, standing in forgiveness. Standing in gratitude. Standing in the truth that the highest and best is happening for everyone involved. And affirm, I surrender to the power and presence of love within me, and all is well. I surrender to the power and presence of love within me, and all is well. So, holding that affirmation, take in a big, deep breath. And we're going to sing that. I surrender to the power and presence of love within me, and all is well. All is well. I surrender to the power and presence of love within me. is where I surrender to the power and presence of peace within me, and all is well, all is well. I surrender to the power and presence of peace within me, and all is well. I surrender to the power and presence of joy within me, and all is well. Presence of joy within me, and all is well. Repeat after me, please. I am love.
I am love.
I am peace.
I am peace.
I am joy. Namaste.